Russia's national teams may be banned from all competitions, but the country's football union was at the annual congress of the sport's world governing body, FIFA. FIFA says it can't suspend a footballing federation for actions taken by political leaders, a view not shared by Ukraine's representative at the meeting in Qatar.
Do you think it's right that the Russian Football Federation is sitting just a few yards away from you here?
I think that they have to be expelled from this body since they have perpetrated crimes, they committed terror, they violated all the norms of the civilization.
Can the Ukrainian football team play at this year's World Cup? Is it possible?
Well, it's difficult for me to say. You see the situation, and if the situation will allow us, of course, we'll be happy to do that.
Dear FIFA President Gianni Infantino, dear members of football family, dear friends.
The head of the Ukrainian Football Association sent a video message from Kyiv, thanking the global football community for its support, a community that 4 years ago had been gathering in Russia for the World Cup.
A great success sportingly and culturally. But obviously, it did not solve the problems of the world. It did not even solve the problems in the region.
The man who headed up Russia's World Cup organizing committee in 2018 says the ban on his country's football teams is unjust.
You have a case going to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Do you think you have a good case to overturn the ban for your national teams?
Yes, we did go to CAS. We indeed think that our players and our football fans did not deserve it, and our team should have had the right to continue in the qualifications. And we did not welcome this decision, but at this moment, it is what it is.
FIFA will now turn its attention to the draw for the group stages of the Qatar World Cup, a competition that Russia insists it's been unfairly expelled from. Ukraine do remain in contention for a place at the finals. Their playoff against Scotland has been delayed until at least June. Andy Richardson, Al Jazeera, Doha.
Gianni Infantino also shocked many by claiming FIFA wasn't behind the idea of having World Cups every 2 years.
We studied the feasibility. But FIFA did not propose anything. FIFA came to the conclusion that it is feasible, that it would have some repercussions and impacts. But once this certified, the next phase starts, and it's the phase of consultation. It's the phase of discussion. It's the phase of trying to find agreements and compromises.